One night, as that ruthless and vicious king Mutawakkil, he was drunk in his palace with his female singers and you know, people he had around himself, he decided to summon Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this story, you can imagine that how effective the words of a ma'soom would be. When the Imam was brought to the palace, to the court of Al-Mutawakkil, the Imam noticed that it's a very sinful scene. The so-called Amirul Mu'minin is drunk, and so are people around him. That Mutawakkil al-La'in, he turned around and said to the Imam that, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, Ahlan. Now, come on. Come and have a sip with us. Astaghfirullah. The Imam says that, Wallah, no drop of alcohol, intoxication, wine has ever touched our mouths. We are not that type. He said, all right, in this case, sing a song for us. And I've got my musicians to play the music. The Imam says that, أَنَا قَلِيلُ الرَّوَايَةِ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ. I'm not a poet, I'm not a singer. Even the poems that I know are not much. He said, no, this one you cannot escape. You have to do it. You have to tell us some poems. Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam says, well, if that's the case, then okay, I will. But look at the poetry that the Imam said and how it affected people who were drunk even. Imam says, oh king, where are the kings before you and the princes before you? Where are those commanders of the armies? Where are they now? The Imam continues and he says, do you know, do you remember that they used to have palaces on the top of the hills, so well protected, bodyguards protecting the palace? But where are they now? And you can imagine the king and his companions, all who are drunk, are getting affected. Really, it's touching them. The Imam says that, let me now tell you, where are they now? After living in such high-rise skies and palaces, top of the buildings, now after those so-called glory that they had made for themselves, now they are under the dirt, inside graves, a very small place,